Hey, what's happening, everybody? You're tuning in to Music and Motivation with Chris Davis. This is episode number 160, and we're kicking it on a Wednesday, as per usual. You know what I'm saying? So hope you enjoy, and here's a little bit of music off my last album. This is called 19th and Locust in the Rain. This is off the Twilight Drive-In album, and I want you to go check that out if you haven't already listened to it. It's available on Spotify, YouTube, wherever you stream music. That's Chris Hippie Davis. 19th and Locust in the Rain. So enjoy this on a kind of rainy Wednesday. Well, hey everybody, how's it going? Tuning into Music and Motivation with Chris Davis and hanging out on a Wednesday, man. This is episode number 160, and happy to be kicking it with y'all. It's been a heck of a couple weeks, and honestly, I'm happy to say that things are kind of on the up and up. Had tough little go of it right there for a little bit. Sorry that episodes kind of got shorted out a little bit. And we weren't quite on our normal schedule. But here with you now. And that's what matters most, right? That your friends are there when you need them the most. Isn't that what friendship's for, right? So, your boy,
always the friend that he is here with you right now when we got time. So, buckle up. Buckle up, my friends. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to talk about shit today. Let's see what's going on with me. It's been a little while. I don't even remember when I recorded the last episode. That's how long it's been, which is a little while. It's unlike me. And I want to bring light to that. I mean, just like anybody, your boy goes through funks too. And especially on that last episode, I really got into a funk on that last episode, right? Or at least, rather, the funk that was pre-existing really came out. So, I mean, if you want to see what I'm talking about, go watch that last episode. But it might put you in a funk too. And we don't need that, right? So that's what today's for. We're bringing it up today. We're bringing it up a notch. At least getting the energy right back in here. You know what I'm saying? So, no sound effects again today. I actually am really bummed because both are like digital soundboard, which we had like on a website, that got deleted. Not by anybody on our production team's fault. It just, these things happen. Either like websites revamp or whatever, make you change your login, make you whatever, you know. Lost the OG soundboard. And then I went looking for the original files for the original sound effects that I had when we started this podcast. Because I thought it'd be cool to bring them back, right? And that file got deleted, or rather destroyed, when my last laptop was destroyed. Yay! So, I think I'm going to come back with new sound effects for next time, gang. Okay, or do what I can to have the old hard drive, like, downloaded or something. I don't know. Your boy ain't got money for that, because money's tight, as it is. Which brings me to this next point, real quick, before we get into the nitty-gritty of the podcast, right? Music and motivation with Chris Davis, and I think that's where why I emphasized the and the first time, because I want to include Comedy by Coincidence, our other awesome podcast that we're running. We're looking for sponsors. So if you are a local St. Louis business, you are first order priority, okay? If you want to send us even just $40 a month to, you know, advertise your business on each episode, you know, I feel like if we start getting some pay for doing this podcast a little bit, I want to, A, promote my local St. Louis establishments because y'all matter the most to me, okay? Next... in order of priorities, anybody who listens to this podcast, if you're a top fam, as we call y'all, you got priority on this list too. So I don't care if you're not necessarily in St. Louis. We'll promote you if you sponsor us. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking for honest sponsors for honest work. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking at least one advertisement on each podcast, getting at least 4 podcasts a month, but I could up it to 8 real easy. By doing 2 a week, you know what I'm saying? So, trust me, guys, it's worth it. You know, don't be looking at the numbers. Be thinking of helping St. Louis people, helping St. Louis people. That's what I want here. Because we all about community on this freaking podcast, okay? But that being said, $40, $50 a month, whatever you'd like to sponsor for this podcast, dude, it'll make a difference. And I'd love to advertise some local St. Louis spots out here. Okay, it doesn't have to be just restaurants. I'm talking anything. And y'all listeners, man, anything, okay? I've been talking to one of my best friends about being sponsored by her nail salon. You know, I'd love to shout y'all out. $40, that's all I'm asking, $40 a month. What is, we stack a few of those up, it's going to be lit, okay? That's all I'm asking. Your boy put some whipped cream in his coffee today because I wanted to have a good day. You know what I'm saying? And if I, like, take a sip. Wait, watch this. I'm sorry for the sound effects, guys. But your boy can't have anything with whipped cream in it with this glorious mustache that I got. So it's impossible. Anyway, sponsors, love to have you. Contact me at our email below. We always have all the ways to contact us in the description below this episode, okay? So go check it out, contact us. We'd love to sponsor you or be sponsored by you and advertise for you. That's what I'm saying. Moving on. More orders of business. Let's see. What has your boy been up to? I don't even know when the last time we recorded an episode was. Terrible. Terrible me. But, let's see, my sister graduated, and I want to shout her out real quick as Savage of the Week. Shout out to my sister, Emily Davis. Graduated from Murray State University on Saturday morning with a degree in nursing. No easy feat, and really proud of you, buddy. Way to go, and not a whole lot of people can graduate from college, so you did it. And you conquered all that self-doubt, and you conquered all the, just growing pains of college, right? So good job. Conquered losing your car the weekend before graduation. That's a funny story. And you know what? I'm going to tell it. Because it's mine to tell. You're my sister. I'm sorry. Hey, you can be mad at me if you want. You can be mad at me if you want, but you know I'm a good brother. So, like, exactly, right? And I'm actually kind of proud of my sister because, you know what, I was a little bit of a partier in college. I was rambunctious. I had a very different college experience than most people. I graduated. I want to throw that out there. I graduated and have jobs in my field. I use my degree, and I'm grateful and happy for all of the knowledge and networking I did out there, right? However, your boy was also in a psychedelic jam band, so I partied. I had a different experience than most people. Let's see. So my sister, straight-A student all her life, graduated with above a 4.0 from high school, kept a 4.0 pretty much all through college, you know, definitely kept it above a 3.5, which is, all of that's impressive, right? Graduated summa cum laude, had all these different awards. I don't want to like downplay any of this. She is an amazing, amazing cat. Worked really hard at the school thing. A's, extra award, summa cum laude. I always made fun of that that phrase, and I respect you enough that I won't make those jokes. Okay? That being said, my sister is a little bit of a straight edge, right? All her life, she has been very on top of her shit, but has not been one to party. Fair. Not that she's not fun, but not much of a partier, right? So just turned 21 this last year. Been enjoying it. She turned 21. at my like the week before my second wedding, or before my first wedding. I can't remember. Anyways, before my first wedding, because she's a September wedding birthday. We had a September wedding first. There we go. Cleared that up. Anyways, so she can drink a little bit now that she's turned 21. She gets a call the Saturday before graduation, okay? And she is just in her college town. She's chilling. It's 11 p.m. She has no plans for the weekend before graduation. That's my sister. That's my sister for you, okay? Friend of her calls her and asks her if she wants to go to a party. And Emily's like, I'm in my PJs. And she's like, well, you better change because we're going to a party. So they go, they get Emily out, they go party, and Emily drives. Well, Emily does a little pre-gaming and drives everybody. But then when they get there, Emily drinks more. And like a good person, she can't drive home. So they're like, they have her car parked somewhere nearby. It's a parking lot. They think they're good to leave it overnight. And they catch an Uber back to Emily's friend's apartment, okay, where they're going to stay the night. Emily's the first person to wake up Sunday. It's Mother's Day, to give you some reference. I'm in town. I'm chilling with my mom. My sister wakes up, actually called me at 3 a.m. She called me at 3 a.m. I thought, like, oh, my God, my sister's in trouble. I call her early to make sure she's okay. No response. Call her again. No response. Call her after, like, 9:30. Hello? My sister's hungover. It's Sunday. It's Mother's Day. I'm like, holy crap, what's going on with you? You okay? She's like, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you. was trying to call a friend of ours to give us a ride. I was like, I couldn't come give you a ride. She's in the middle of nowhere, Kentucky. You know what I mean? It'd be like 4 or 5 hour drive for me. You'd probably sober up by then. She's like, yeah, we got a ride and all. And I just feel like shit. I'm like, yeah, I can tell. You go, you do your thing, buddy. And I let her go. And I go do my Mother's Day shit. And we go, we're celebrating. My sister calls my mom about an hour after I talked to my sister. And she's like, happy Mother's Day. Yeah, I'm trying to find a ride from my friend's apartment. I'm trying to get out of here. And find my car. I got to go pick up my car because we were out late drinking. I would have called you earlier, but I'm just now getting it together. And my mom thought that was awesome, and everybody was glad that she went and partied, right? Super glad for my sister to kind of get out of her shell and enjoy her last week into college, right? 30 minutes later, my sister calls my mom again, and she goes, hey, is Dad there? Can you put me on the phone with Dad? Which is always like car trouble signs, right? That's how you know you have car troubles going on. You ask for Dad. Dad unknowingly is like taking a nap. So he like, when he gets the phone, he puts her on speakerphone so he can hear her better. And she goes, hey, what do you do if you think your car was stolen or towed? So for the next like, I mean, I didn't know until late that night. But for, like, the next 6 or 7 hours, my sister had to, like, traverse through town, call people, go back to the scene of where her car was, try to figure out where she parked it. She parked it in, like, a Baptist church with a big sign that says, no overnight parking. So they towed it. And this one gentleman in town does all the, like, this private towing. His name is Burl. B-U-R-L. And she only found it out because her hungover ass had to go back to the Baptist church who was having fucking service, did not want to go talk to anybody, but had to, like, wait till the service was out. And, you know, when the service is out, the pastor and, like, the parishioners all go out the front, and, like, the main priest, like, says bye to everybody as they're leaving. She had to go talk to the priest. Hungover as shit, probably looking a little rough, maybe not have showered yet, right? This just makes me laugh so much. And we're Catholic, too, so you're going to a Baptist church in the South. And they're pretty strict. They're not, you know, it's no piece of cake walk in the park, right? It's called the Bible Belt for a reason. Has to go to this priest and say, hey, I parked here overnight, and it's not here. What do I do? Where do you know what happened to it? And they put her in line with Burl, and she went and talked to Burl there, probably sometime like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Thank God, because it's a Sunday. It probably closes at 4 or 5. It's Kentucky time, right? I know this is a long story. Holy shit, I'm just rambling, bro. No, keeping it real, keeping it real, keep it together. We're almost through it. She goes in and talks to Burl, who's this husky older gentleman with the tow truck, does all this private towing. And she tells him the story and asks how much it's going to be. And he goes, oh, honey, this you don't know how many times I've had my car towed for drinking. So I'll cut you a deal. And she got her car back for $60, which is a deal if you've ever had your car towed. That's real talk. So shout out to my sister. And she got her car back after a crazy, wild last weekend in college. It doesn't quite end there, though, folks. See, my sister, Murray State is like 20 minutes from my grandparents' house, okay? And throughout her college experience, she's been very tight with my grandparents, as she should, because they're awesome people. But they're very, they're kind of religious, too, and, you know. My grandma has never touched alcohol in her life, if that tells you anything. So it's not something we like to brag about when we're around grandma, you know what I mean? Definitely don't want to talk about how we got messed up or whatever. And my sister had to go pick my grandparents up, like, the next day for dinner. And she still had the receipt from Burl in her like center console, and my grandma found it. So she had to explain the whole thing honestly, because you know she my grandma finds stuff out. He had to explain the whole thing to my grandparents too, which I thought was super funny. So penance served. And you know, you're not going to do that again in college, I'll tell you that. So that's pretty cool, Emily, honestly. That's a heck of a story. Now you got a fun story to tell people and makes you a little bit like more well-rounded individual, right? You got some party stories. Cool. We'll tell you what, guys. Shout out again to my sister for being the savage of the week. Congratulations on graduating. Congratulations on getting your car back. And congratulations on the big moves, you know. She graduated with a job in the bag. So that's pretty cool. What else is going on? It's going to be hard for me to get an episode in next week, guys. I'm not sure if I'm going to have one or not. Okay, so if I take a week off, it's because I'm traveling. I'm going to be traveling from Sunday, really the Saturday the 21st to Saturday the 28th. So I will try to make up for it by having some sweet guests on that week of May 30th. But I might try to do some crazy shit on the road too. Who knows? So stay tuned, okay? Always be tuning in and checking in. And please, please, please go watch the backlog of episodes, because all of them are worthwhile. You know what I mean? All of them have little tidbits of advice, and all of them have, even if it's not the right day of the week, right? You know, they all are geared for you to help you out, okay? So go listen to them. I've had a few friends reach out to me and tell me that they've had a rough ass, like, last week / current week. And I'm not going to air any of their business on here. Y'all might know who I'm talking about. Like, if you're listening and you know, right? But I ain't airing their business. So I think we really got to do some tips for surviving the week, okay? Shoot. I don't know how to address this all, right? Life brings us down sometimes, man. Sometimes it kicks us in the ground and mess you around, as a good poet would say. And it's not easy to get back up from some stuff. This feels like it's getting super dark, right? That's what these tips for surviving the week is all about, okay? Like, some people ask me what the heck the segment's even really there for, and I'm like, dude, that just if you don't understand it, count yourself lucky and blessed, because life gets dark, life gets funky, life can put you in a funk, and those tips for surviving the week is for those reasons, okay? If you're struggling right now, if you're going through the woodwork, first of all, my heart goes out to you guys. I got that mad love and respect for y'all if y'all listening to this. Y'all top fam. But, you know, that's what those tips are here for, is to, like, try to help you guys who are struggling anyways find ways out of that pit. Sometimes life will put you down in a hole like Alice in Chains, right? And the tips for surviving the week are like little pieces of a ladder to get out, okay? And like I said, I was in a funk for the last 2 weeks too, guys. It is no joke, and it's hard, and it takes work to get out of it sometimes too. But sometimes it takes, like, what I mean by work is pushing yourself. Tip number one for surviving the week this week. Push yourself to do, if you're like really going through and struggling right now, push yourself to do something for you, okay? I'll give you an example. I've been super busy. Been keeping myself super busy to keep my head straight on stuff, you know, like to keep myself busy and like, well, I just said the same thing like 3 times. The busier you are, the less time you have to think about dumb shit, right? For your brain to be mean to you or to, you know, Anyways, sometimes if you're keeping yourself busy, throw shit in there that like you enjoy. Like for instance, yesterday, a little bit of a tough day. And I had way too much time on my hands to keep myself from overthinking dumb shit, right? So what did I do? I went and washed my car. Went and washed the Volkswagen. Because A, that brings me joy. Driving a cool, clean car brings me joy. Driving a cool car brings me joy. That Volkswagen brings me a lot of joy. So if I'm in the dumps, that's one of my, like, spend time either driving it, working on it, keeping it running, making it clean. You know, all worthwhile stuff to keep me busy. So do stuff like that. Tip number two for surviving the week, call in on friends you haven't talked in on to a while. Because, A, you never know what the fuck is going on with them, right? I've talked to, like, it is Wednesday. I've talked to, like, four different homies all from out of town. Shit be going on, dude. So check in on the homies. Because you never know what the fuck's going on. Not airing anybody's business. That ain't my business. But, Some of my homies be having it rough right now, and it breaks my heart, and I don't know what to do about it sometimes. So, but by calling in, checking in with these people, I let them know, A, you got a friend. You got somebody who's thinking of you. You got somebody who cares. And I spent the time to talk with them, air out their problems, vent, get it out, get my perspective. You know, you don't have to do what I tell you to do. But I might give you, like, an idea or an option to get you on a different path, right? And that's what a person appreciates and respects, too. Now, I wish I could be there to give you a hug, but I can't. All I can do is listen and be there for you on the phone, FaceTime, whatever the fuck it is. You got to be there for your homies. So call in, check in, even if, you know, your homies aren't quite like a phone call person. Yeah, change it up, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I can only take ha 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 lol so many times, you know what I mean, over a text. When was the last time you said lol in person, bro? I'm going to just say people who over text lol or ha ha ha. Miss me with that. That's all I'm saying, okay? I don't get the lol shit. Talk to me like you're talking to me, okay? I don't, you know. But that's why I like a phone call, too, because you get the tone of voice. You can tell what the context a lot better. You know, communications. Communicate. Communicate, bitches. You, the listener, tip number two, again, call the Goombas. Check in with the homies. Anybody you appreciate in your life will appreciate you calling in to check on them and tell them, I hope you have a great day, boss. Means you're thinking of them. Tip number three for surviving the week. Let's see. Certain people I know have been fighting the ick, which is just like the getting burnt out, the doing the same thing every single fucking day, not being able to evade the schedule that you create for yourself. Schedule in advance, like a month or two at a time, so you can set the time aside ahead of time. But make time for vacations. Make time for cheap getaways. Even, you know, your boy is a cheapo. When you're a musician and you ain't got money, your boy's a cheapo. I still find ways to go on little vacations every, like, 3 months, 4 months to break up the monotony. Because that's when I'm dying. When I'm dying on my deathbed, I ain't going to remember fucking working every fucking day. I'm going to remember every day of fucking work I do. But I am going to remember those moments with my family, with my wife, with my homies. I'm going to remember the concerts, the shit that the comedy specials, the fucking podcast with y'all. The special guest episodes are like one of my favorite thing in the world to do, you know. That's what I'm going to remember because I'm making memories and making moments and making true relationships happen. You know what I mean? And that's, you got to make time for that shit, guys, to break up the monotony. Otherwise, life gets monotonous. How many times can he say monotony? Monotonous. It's quite a word, right? We don't want it around. So, fuck monotony. Get out of here. Break it up. plan yourself some way to go on vacation every, some people are going to get mad at me for this one, but 3 to 6 months. How about that? That seems fair. Even if it's a weekend getaway to a homie's house where you ain't got to pay shit except gas. I do that. We have a little lake house that we can go to, and all we got to do is pay for gas and food. Tremendous. And you probably get to see some homies at the same time. Worst come to worst, go in on a little thing with some homies. You know what I mean? What better way to spend some time with some homies than, like, going in on an Airbnb for a weekend with four people? That seems to be a way to fucking get the price down on something, right? So, I've heard of worse ideas. Make those memories, guys. You're not going to remember every single day of work, but you might remember every single vacation you go on. Okay? Tips for musicians. What's tip number one? Keep practicing. 20 to 30 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week, you're going to be a great musician, kid. Keep it up, okay? If you keep devoting time to practicing and putting time into yourself, you're going to be tremendous, dude. Tremendous. It's tremendous. You know what I'm saying? So it's also how you get on that existential curve, exponential curve to success. Existential curve to success. Oh, no. Oh, what is success? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Tip number two for musicians and music lovers. Let's see. Jam with new people. I saw a quote from Stan Getz is that you can only get better as a musician if you play with people that are better than you. Don't be afraid to play with people that are better than you. Worst comes to worst, you might learn something. It's actually what's pushed me to be a better musician is by always playing with or seeing people that are better than me to push me to the next level. Especially when you have to play with them and keep up with them. It really forces you to get better as a musician real quick. Let's see, what else do we got? Tip number three for musicians and music lovers. Don't give up. I say this one a lot, man. But a lot of the time, if you're a musician and you're going through a funk, you're thinking about giving up. You're thinking about the pain. You're thinking about the rejection. You're thinking about whatever didn't go right in the last set. And you're thinking, man, I should put it in the bag. I should get a real job. And I'm telling you, don't do that completely. Make sure that you're keeping a roof over your head and find a day job to help you strive, but keep hitting mics. Keep hitting shows. Keep playing music. And don't give up on you, because trust me, the more time you invest into practice and just doing the thing, we're going to do it, baby. I'm happy to report that Forgiving Tree, for now, has a new drummer. Okay? We're still kind of testing him out, kind of checking the chemistry. This dude is professional. This dude is got plenty of experience. He's pleasant and respectful. He's very nice to be around. And, man, he can hold down a tight beat. He's very into the rock stuff, too. It's just like he's into the newer rock stuff, like 90s, 2000s, which I'm all about, too, man. And I'm going for wanting to be a hard, heavy band. So this might be the cat I need. So, for now, it looks like we're back on schedule. We're back to jamming, back to having at least rehearsal every week. So, happy to report that, which means your boy is out of the funk, because your boy still has a band. And that's great news, am I right? In fact, I have to do some tracking as soon as I'm done with this. I got to go record all of the... We have a bunch of new songs that I need to record all the guitar tracks for, and vocals, so I can send them over to him drumless. So he can be working on them while we got that week of vacation I told you all about. So we're killing it. We're using our time effectively. And this guy is a real pro, a real killer on the drums. We just need to get him some long hair, too. Yeah. Album of the week this week. Let's see. Album of the week. Do just a single one this week instead of a bunch of them. I'm trying to think of what I've been listening to. Tool, 10,000 Days. Okay. A lot of heavy hitters on there, but I've been on a real Tool kick this last week. So if you guys want to hear some really like trippy / heavy metal, Tool, go check out Tool, 10,000 Days. I'm a little behind schedule on the Tool train, but I am totally on. I'm with it. So let's see. It's about all I had prepared for today. Again, I went down to Kentucky for Em's graduation. Shout out to Emily Davis, our Savage of the Week. I might not have an episode next week because of traveling. I might have a very special episode because of traveling. Who knows? So tune in and go check out all of my solo music under Chris Hippie Davis, too. Also, go check out Comedy by Coincidence, the comedy podcast that I co-host with Ty Young. That is a pure trip, and you'll love it if you're into the not safe for work kind of content. And more Forgiving Tree shows to be announced soon, okay? We're back to working on it, so. And, yeah, if you'd like to be a guest or a sponsor of Music and Motivation with Chris Davis, holler at me in the email below in the description, okay? And with that, guys, I think we're going to call it there. Kind of a longer episode, I'm sorry, but you know what? Fuck it, right? Am I right? Right? Hey, I hope you motherfuckers have a great day, okay? Be good. Mad love and respect. I hope you nothing but the best, and I will be back as soon as I can to kick it with you. Love you guys. Hey, do something for you this week, okay? Make some time for you. Make some happy moments. Do something you love. De-stress. And most of all, stay savage.